The Philadelphia Orchestra musician strike lasted just 2 days, but an important 2 days. It was the season opening weekend, and all concerts were canceled. Now that the strike's over, the orchestra is making amends to its audience. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on what happens now.
A representative of the musicians says they did not want to strike, but felt they had to in order to resolve contract disagreements. John Cohen, chairman of the musicians committee, says they want to help the orchestra with its money problems.
We can agree to send musicians to play for free at parties where they intend to raise money. And, you know, this will also give donors and, you know, potential donors or potentially really big donors a nice opportunity to interact with the artists who make up the Philadelphia Orchestra.
The strike did not help the orchestra's public relations. During the Friday walkout, some patrons who bought tickets to a concert that never happened were upset with the musicians. Executive Vice President Ryan Fluor hopes trust can be repaired because the strike was over in just 2 days, unlike the last strike 20 years ago, which lasted 2 months.
Whenever you have essentially a bad customer service experience, which is what, unfortunately, a number of our patrons experience, we have to double down and demonstrate our worthiness. We have to do it all together, holding hands, musicians, board, staff. And we've begun conversations about how that can take place.
The musicians have organized an audience appreciation day, wherein they'll break up into small ensembles and play free pop-up concerts in different places around town on Tuesday. While it's not an official orchestra event, the musicians created this themselves, management is supporting the day of concerts. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.